who is Jesus Christ. We know that he's God's Son, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning we noticed, and I think we were all stirred as we studied the act of redemption, that is, the slaying of the Lamb. The plan that God had when he sent his Son into the world to redeem the world was the plan of the slain Lamb. And the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as John pointed out when he saw him and then baptized him, was, "Behold the Lamb of God." But just being a lamb is not sufficient. The Lamb had to be slain, and the blood of the Lamb had to be applied. So Jesus Christ came, made of a woman, made under the law, fulfilled the demands of the law, and was judged. He died. When he did, it was the blood of the slain Lamb. And this obtained eternal redemption, not only for me and you as human beings, but it redeemed everything that had been lost and guaranteed our body resurrection, guaranteed our life after death, and guaranteed the restoration of all things to God. This evening, I want us to consider Jesus Christ as prophet, because we've come now to his offices, that is, the offices that he held as God's Son, and the things that he did, and the things that he is doing, and the things that he will do. So we consider Jesus as prophet, priest, and king. We look back and see that Jesus Christ fulfilled the office of a prophet. And we know that today he is fulfilling the office of the high priest. And as a high priest, he serves as an example. As a high priest, the Jews understood and understand what his office is. But connected with that office, there is mediator and advocate. And I think these words simply describe what he does to the Gentiles. While king is something that Christ will be in his manifestation when he comes again. So this afternoon we're going to look at Jesus Christ as that prophet. Then we're going to look next Sunday morning, God willing, at Jesus Christ, the high priest, the mediator, and the advocate. And then next Sunday afternoon we'll look at Jesus as the king. So these are the three things that we'll be looking at and investigating and studying as we attempt to answer the question, who is Jesus Christ? Jesus is that prophet. And the reason I use that language is because he was prefigured by Moses. In other words, Moses was a representative of God. He led the children of Israel. And at the same time, he typified the one who would come, at least certain aspects of the ministry of the one who would come. In Deuteronomy chapter 15 and verse 18, we read, "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me." Now this is Moses prophesying. God is going to raise up a prophet from the midst of the Israelites. He will be of the brethren, and he will be like unto me. Unto him shall you hearken? And then we read again of the fact that this prophet would speak the things of God. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I command him. So Jesus was prophesied to be a prophet, not just the Lamb of God, but the prophet of God, to bring a message from God to the Jewish nation. And they were to look upon him and as the Moses, that is their deliverer, and they were to receive his words. Jesus was believed to be, by some people who witnessed his personal ministry, they believed him to be that prophet. John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? So when Jesus preached and taught, there were some who said, he is that prophet, the one like unto Moses, that God said he would raise up from among the brethren. Then when we look at all the things that Jesus did, some of them were not as a prophet, that is, as a part of the prophet's office, but some of them bear resemblance to the prophets of old. For instance, Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit, and this is a sign of a prophet. There was to be no prophesying apart from being anointed with the Holy Spirit of God. Isaiah 42:1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Then, as we read in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 29 through 34, you can see that Jesus was anointed or pointed out by the Spirit of God. The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he is before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. So John states that his purpose in baptizing the Messiah with water was to identify him as the one sent from God. And John bare record saying, and here's what John witnessed, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like unto a dove, and it abode upon him. So John's identification of Jesus is more than just his verbal identification. It was verified by the descent of the Spirit of God, and this guaranteed that Jesus Christ was indeed that prophet. Also as a prophet, he proclaimed God's message. John 8:28. But as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. John 15:15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. As a prophet, Jesus did mighty deeds and works. Matthew 13:54. Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Acts 2:22. A man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you. Jesus also is said to be the Son of God, and therefore a man in whom he was well pleased, and a person unto whom the Israelites should adhere or listen. And then Jesus Christ was the leader, the teacher, and because of this, they were to understand and to respond to his teaching. Deuteronomy 8:19. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Now this is spoken of again in Acts chapter 3, verses 22 through 23. Ye men of Israel, chapter 3, verse 23. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel, and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Jesus, as a prophet then, spoke the truth of God, and those who neglected to hear him would be severely visited by Almighty God. One of the things perhaps that we've not considered about the ministry of Jesus and the person of Jesus is that every person who has heard him teach, every person who has heard what he teaches, will be accountable to God, because the message that Christ spoke and the message that Christ prophesied is a message for which all the world will become completely responsible for hearing. And there's another thing that a prophet was to do if he was to be a true prophet, and that is, he is to speak of things that were to come. In Matthew, the 24th chapter, the entire chapter, 35 verses, there is a revelation and a commentary that is not excelled anywhere in the Bible or anywhere in human literature, because here in these 35 verses, there is an overview of world events from the time of the destruction of Jerusalem, or even the crucifixion of Christ, to his coming to earth again. So here is a foretelling. Here is a foretelling of things that are to come. Jesus was more than a prophet who spoke to the people, who did miracles and signs and wonders. He literally foretold of events that were to come. Jesus said, "But shall lay thee even with the ground," when he spoke to the disciples and apostles concerning the city of Jerusalem. So Jesus was, and I think we will have to say, is a prophet. That is, he fulfilled the office of a prophet. He was prophesied as being a prophet. Therefore, when he came, he had to fulfill the office of a prophet. He did so. He was that prophet. Who is Jesus Christ? Well, he's prophet, he's priest, and he's king. Sunday morning, we'll look at Jesus Christ as priest, because if you really want to know, what is Christ doing for me right now? I know what he did on the cross, but what benefit is there in being a Christian? What does Jesus Christ do for me every day that I live? You know, sometimes we'll get the idea that Christ died on the cross and that's the end of that. He's in heaven and we're on earth and there's nothing going on between us. We need to understand that every minute of every day, Jesus Christ is doing something on your behalf. And that's thrilling, because that's what your salvation is dependent upon. You know, your salvation is not dependent upon what you do. It's dependent upon what Christ has done and what He is doing. So whatever we do is good. If we work for God or don't work for God, you know, we're to be obedient servants. But whether we're obedient servants or not, Christ is our high priest, our advocate, our mediator. That is, he's not our prosecutor. He's our defender. He's not the one who's telling God, see how bad that man is, see how bad that woman is, see what a terrible thing they've done. That's not God. That's Satan that does that. He's the accuser, but Jesus Christ is the defender's attorney. That is, he serves as the defendant. He's the one who says, God, he may have done that, but I'm his priest. God, he may have done that, but he's under the blood. Jesus Christ works on our behalf continually. He is our high priest, our advocate, our mediator. Our musicians will come and we'll stand and sing our hymn of invitation. There's one here this afternoon that's lost. You come and trust Him. He will be your Savior. He will be your mediator. He will be your high priest. Not just for a little while until you get started and then turn you loose. He'll be your high priest forever and ever. And He'll never walk away from you, never turn you down, never turn you over to Satan in the sense of letting you become a lost person. Once He's engaged as your high priest, it's forever. And that's comforting. All of us sin. All of us sin all the time. But Christ works on our behalf. He did come, fulfill the office of a prophet. He's not a prophet now. What is he now? He's mediator. He's priest. He's advocate. What will he be when he comes again? Well, for 1,000 years, he'll be king. And we'll know him as king. And the world will know him as king. And the world will see him as king. And the world will acknowledge him as king. Something wonderful to look forward to.